guys. How we doing?
Good morning, Joe.
Margaret, I'm glad your retreat went well.
It was. It was really nice to hang out with my friends. I don't get to see them like that very often.
That's good. That's what retreats are for.
Mm-hmm.
And you've retreated from the road after a busy Thursday and Sunday.
Hoosiers. Pilot light is flickering.
It is.
It's being fueled by caffeine.
And that's it's a good plan to have. Nice hot cup of coffee here on a chilly winter's morn. But, Joe, plenty going on, as we know. Always busy this time of year. And we had a huge weekend on the airwaves. We had Reds caravans in town. You had the title basketball games. You were honoring the 97 champs. We had the Pro Bowl. That's just on the airwaves. But we always kick off on Monday morning with the winter sports spotlight. And we've got wrestling champions that were crowned in dramatic fashion, plus swimming and gymnastics and basketball and everything else that goes on this time of year. Take it away on a Monday morning.
Well, making 9 straight sectional wrestling titles for those South Panthers, this one by a whisker, or if you're into final scores, when it was all said and done at Bloomington North Saturday, a scant half point as Mike Runyon's duo of 220-pounder Tyler Allgood, who won his 20th, and Harley Hillenberg made sure that it was going to be 9 in a row, winning at 285 on a decision, his 21st, preventing Edgewood. A little history for them as Greg Ratliff's Mustangs fell to second in the hotly contested sectional back on Saturday. Allgood won his match on a pin, Hillenberg a decision. So in the end, South had 218.5 points, Edgewood 218. Can't get any closer than that, denying the Mustangs its first crown in 18 years. Those 2.5 bonus points, by the way, all it took for the purple and white winning those final two matches. North was third with 3 titles and 7, advancing on to this weekend's regional, which Flemington South will host. South all total won 5 titles. Noah Hunt at 126, Derek Bluebaugh 38, Blake Webb at 145 in addition to Tyler and Harley. Edgewood champs, Noah Gardner at 106, Denver Alot at 152, and North Crown sectional champs, Tyler Miklich at 113, Justice Cash won at 120, and Brett Smith at 132. By the way, Mike Runyon and those sectional champs will be visiting us on Sports Talk in the back half of the show come Tuesday night. 2 straight conference Indiana swim crowns for Phil Cole's Panthers of South. Max Grog won 3 events total. Seth Glasscock was in on 4 event wins along with mate Matthew Jordan. And those 3 won double events, double individual events, in addition to swimming legs on the relays, as South took 2 of 3 there. But they rolled up the depth points big time, putting 3 in the top 8 4 different times to run up 459 points to beat Columbus North over in Terre Haute. Dave Danner's North Cougs were 3rd. Divers Zynel Nixon, Miles Zaltzman, 8th and 9th. But, you know, those 2 gave the Cougs 20 early scoring points, and the Cougars went on to post 22 lifetime bests. Max Wieger and Dave Irwin were 4th and 7th in the 500 free. Jack Osea, 4th in the IM, and Josh Shirota was 5th in the 50 free. North was 7th last year in the conference, so Coach Dave proud of his Cougars, and justifiably so. That was a nice improvement, finishing 3rd there. Thursday night gymnastics last week got our weekend rolling in that sport, over 108 points, but still not good enough. When South bumped into Columbus North, they lost. In that duel, Kelsey Shermer won the floor with an outstanding 9-6. She was 4th in the all-around, but things changed over the weekend as South won its own invite as Ashlyn DeMoss won the bars. Shermer, the all-around, as Lisa Jones' crew, rolled up 108 more points. North finished 5th in the 7-team event. Kylie Erton of South also nabbed a 1st for the Panthers, winning the vault. Brittany LaFoon led Andrea Smith's Cougars. She was 3rd in the beam with a PR of 9.0, and she was also 6th in the all-around. In hoops, South continues red hot. J.R. Holmes' crew 14-3 to start the week, 8 straight wins, taking over undisputed 1st place at 5-0 with that dandy road win at Terre Haute South Friday night behind Chance Coyle's 30. And then on Saturday, a 15-2 run in the third helped him defend Silver Creek 51-34. Coyle finished the weekend with 43. Josh Hall had 12 in that Silver Creek win. Congrats out to Edgewood here on a Monday. J.B. Neal's Mustangs won the school's eighth WIC crown, its second consecutive, turning back Northview in one of our broadcast games. Cooper Bybee scored 20, including two zany three-point shots at the end of the first half, and even zanier, the acrobatic fling on his rump to end the third quarter. But after the high of Friday night, the low Saturday night, they lost to Monrovia 67-53. They are now 12-7 on the year. Bybee collected 24 in that one. Chayton Howard was 17. The Mustangs will play at North to take on Andy Hodson's Cougs in our Thursday night broadcast this week. The Cougs enjoyed, well, just a fantastic Saturday. They welcome back the 97 state champs and then beat Columbus East 63-56 on the airwaves. Liam Wilkerson nailed five triples en route to 19 to help support Musa Jallo's 29 points. High school girls hoops, Terre Haute North kept Bloomington North winless in Conference Indiana for 2017, beat them by 18 as they gave up a total of 8 triples in that game, had 23 turnovers. Katie Carver had 13 off the bench for Bloomington North. Lighthouse Christian, 10 wins and counting. They play later tonight. Mark Mays, Lions, 49-41 over Washington Catholic. Grace Holdeman with 37 points and 8 steals. And by the way, we'll talk to Grace and see Mark and the LCA girls tomorrow night, kicking off Sports Talk at 6 o'clock from Yogi's. Perry Meridian cruise past South 51-32, South dropping to 10-11 on the year. Lauren Leal with 15. Now the girls get rolling with the postseason this week. The 42nd annual IHSA tournament unfolding tomorrow night at two sites out at Edgewood, also at Columbus North for our locals. The Mustangs of Gary Sims open at home 7:30 against Brown County. South will play Columbus East at 6 on Tuesday night over at Memorial Gymnasium at Columbus North. And by the way, Bloomington North drew a bye and will play that winner Friday night in the semifinals. And as I mentioned, we'll have the Lighthouse Christian girls on tomorrow night. They have a game tonight playing at Indianapolis Lighthouse. By the way, Jackson Creek won both the 7th and 8th grade boys county championships over the weekend. The 7th graders of Josh Pace knocked off Edgewood 32-30. Malik Davis had 19. Earlier they beat Bachelor 43-25. Nick Kleiber had a big game in that one. And the 8th graders beat Bachelor 32-29. Maddox Blackwell had a total of 32 points. Caleb Oldham's 8th graders won a dandy over Edgewood 38-37 in double overtime when they played that tournament at Tri-North. Joe Bama added 15. Congrats out to Jackson Creek winning the 7th and 8th grade boys Monroe County championships over the weekend. Well, a first-half scoring drought costly last night for Coach Tom's Hoosiers up in Evanston, minus James Flackman, Jr., losing by 13. Women post its first win at Wisconsin in 8 years. We'll have the morning after. Indiana hoops coming up on our next report. It's a Monday, winding up January in the zone. Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6.
Indiana had 52 points with 2 minutes to go Thursday night in Ann Arbor before Grant Galon came in and pitched in 8 late ones. Hoosiers had 55 last night, Joe, after struggling to find a way through Northwestern. And it's hard to score, hard to stop people. It's a bad combination for Indiana right now.
Sure is.
And Thomas Bryant came to play. You could make the argument that he didn't get any help, and I'd have a problem refuting that argument. So I don't know what's going to get this team fired up. You got to play more in a five-minute game on the road or at home or anywhere else. You'll get another chance. This week, Penn State home on Wednesday at 6:30, and then off to Bucky Badger Land Super Bowl Sunday for a game up with league leaders.
Another Sunday outing on the road.
There you go. And I won't.
We had, let's see, I figured it up. Road teams this past week were 2-11. The only winners, Purdue, who, by the way, got beat again
gave
on the road,
back.
But they had a win as earlier in the week as they won at Michigan State. And the only other team to win on the road this week, Maryland.
Maryland did it on the weekend with
tough to win on the road and add in all of the other.
Maryland's in first place with three freshmen in the starting lineup. Yeah. I think Justin Jackson had 28, and the other kid had 19.
He did a career high. Yeah.
Yeah. So they when they needed it on the road, I think they were in the barn, weren't they, against Minnesota? I think that was it.
Yeah. Yeah. They played at the barn. Uh-huh.
So that was a big win for them. On the road with a bunch of kids. So good stuff. We'll get caught up at 8:45, go inside
right,
the numbers of Hoosier Hoops.
And, all right. See, talk that, to you then.
Get that coffee rolling.
Oh, it's rolling, man. It's rolling.
All right, Joe Smith time here on a Monday morning. Joe, say hello to Margaret Fetty riding shotgun this
Margaret,
morning.
The sun's up on this final Monday of January.
Yes, and it came out just for you.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a good positive to at least start to – another busy week.
That's
and we move
right.
into February.
That's right.
So anyway. On Wednesday, I think, isn't it? Yeah.
It is.
Thursday.
Wednesday.
Thursday is Groundhog Day, Joe. That's the big tailgate party.
But Wednesday is the 1st of February,
okay.
Joe. You were correct about that.
Yeah, we'll see what Phil's got up his sleeve.
That's right.
Thursday, yeah.
We're going to have a little barbecue. Everybody's going to get dressed up in their groundhog gear.
I was going to say, you're going to, you know, maybe have an interview with Phil.
Keith is getting dressed up as the groundhog.
That's right. Keith will be... Get your
Don't
picture
tell
taken.
Him that.
Get your
Maybe
picture
get
taken.
Phil
with the
live
groundhog.
Thursday live.
There you go.
Captivating interview.
After the morning after, we'll have Phil the morning of.
He'd be worn out. Maybe we should just get a live remote, like Julie and I were talking about last week. A live remote to Punxsutawney.
Uh-huh. Oh, that is just
maybe
like
we could send Julie
more
out
excitement.
There. Yeah.
We'll haul out the Comrex, beam it up there to the Big
there
Bird,
you go.
Send her back down.
At least we know that works.
That's right. Two big games this weekend proved that theory correct. One was the title. One honored the title champion. We took to about the high school beat at 7:45. 8:45, Joe. We'll do a little morning after Hoosier Hoops. And for the first of two Sundays in a row, we will have the Hoosiers morning after on Mondays because of Sunday broadcast. We've Northwestern yesterday, and we'll go to Wisconsin this coming Sunday.
Yes,
Indiana had a tough road trip, Joe. They can't put the ball in the basket. That's been this team's strength. That hadn't been the case Thursday night or on Sunday. Two of the poor offensive outputs, and Indiana's defense will better on Sunday. Didn't have the best week either. Hoosiers struggled. That's what I'm calling it. They fall 68-55. Tell us what you saw courtside in Evanston.
Well, in two words, no finish, but there was no finish last night at sold-out Welch Ryan Arena in Evanston because the Hoosiers of Coach Tom couldn't recover from a positive, and that quickly turned into a negative, and that was a total disconnect offensively from the 15:32 mark of the opening part of the ball game last night, unlike Thursday night when things went haywire early. At Michigan, trailing 18-4, the Hoosiers jumped ahead in this one 10-1 last night, but then went 8 minutes and 9 seconds without a field goal, a period where Northwestern went on a 20-2 run to go from 9 down to 9 ahead, a stretch dotted with plenty of turnovers on 7 straight possessions, to be specific, missed 5 consecutive shots during that period, and really it was all over. Indiana trailed by 12 at half, shooting 32%. Now the Hoosiers cut it to 10, getting that first basket in the second half, but it took them nearly 2.5 minutes to get that, but it never got any closer than that. It ballooned to 18 twice on Sunday night, game over. So an 0-2 road swing complete, dropping Indiana to 4-5 now, joining four other clubs. One of them is coming in here on Wednesday night at 6:30, and that's Penn State, who's got to be still miffed from how they lost the game to Indiana on that last-second shot by James Blackman. Indiana will open up February after closing January 4-4. Northwestern held Indiana to 32% shooting for the game, a season low 55 points, playing, of course, without James Blackman Jr., who will also be absent from playing Wednesday night. Thomas Bryan did tie a career high with 23, scored his fifth double of the year, his seventh in his career, pulling down 12 rebounds, but you take away his points and his 7 of 13 shooting. The other 9 Hoosiers that played Sunday night shot collectively 25% and scored 32 points. Indiana out-rebounded for a third straight game and left searching. Well, moving up the ladder, Terry Morin's crew, congrats out to Coach Terry, her 250th career win in 14 seasons as a head coach. But my golly, she's got her Hoosiers 15-6 and 5-3 in the Big Ten. And moving on up they are. They're now tied with Purdue and Northwestern there behind the top three of Maryland, who's still unbeaten, Ohio State, and Michigan. So surging in the hunt and doing it the way Terry likes things done. Balance offensively, defense at the other end of the floor. Let's start there. How about Wisconsin? Not the strongest team in America. They're winless in the Big Ten. They scored but 3 points at the Kohl Center in the fourth quarter in losing last night as Indiana put the cap on a 78-54 win. So enough said there as the Badgers struggled offensively while that was happening. The balance popped up again for Indiana. You'll remember they closed well defensively against Penn State at home a couple of games back. They got the offense rolling, shooting 48% on the road yesterday. And despite 3 of 17 shooting, they made up for that by outscoring the Badgers 23-4 from the free throw line. Hit 23 of 31, had 4 in double figures. Tyra Buss with 19. Alexis Gassian hit 8 of 11 from the line. She had 16 points. 14, another strong game. Jen Anderson missed only 1 of 8 shots. 11 points, 9 rebounds for Amanda Cahill. So good stuff happening on the IU women's beat. They stay on the road. They'll play Thursday going to Michigan State. How about Ray Luz's swimmers, huh? Ranked fourth nationally is for the first time in 46 years. They wrapped up a dual season unbeaten, 10-0. First time they've done that since 1981. They beat Louisville over the weekend at the CBAC, while the women lost to the 10th-ranked Cardinals, 171-129. But kudos out to former South standout, two-time state champion in the high school level, Ian Finnerty. He's finding his way for the Hoosiers, winning. Well, he was the winner in the 100 breast. He won the 200 IM. He swam a leg on the winning 200 medley relay team. Congrats out to Ian and the IU men. Job well done. We look at other activity on the Hoosier Sports Council beat for a Monday. Jeremy Wertzman's tennis netters, they're off to a 5-0 start for the first time in 14 years. They beat Ball State, Eastern Illinois, and also Illinois-Chicago over the weekend. While that was happening at the Tennis Center, Ramiro Asquith's Hoosiers, the Gals lost to Washington State 4-0, but came back and lost only 2 games, sweeping the doubles en route to a 5-1 win over Cincinnati. So good stuff there. The wrestlers, well, they started the weekend in fine fashion as they knocked off Northwestern on the road as 6th-rated Nate Jackson won a major decision at 184. He's getting closer and closer as he won again yesterday. But the bad news, Indiana lost at UGym to Nebraska, who's 5th-ranked nationally, 31-15. So Indiana wrestlers split on the weekend there. Elsewhere on the sport beat, this is Super Bowl week, and we start our 7 days to Sunday countdown. And we'll launch that tonight at 10 o'clock. We have a college basketball game at 8:45. West Virginia plays at Iowa State on Tuesday. But after the ball game is over, we'll have the 7 days to Sunday, continue it the rest of the week leading up to the big one as Atlanta and the New England Patriots have at it in Super Bowl, I believe it's 52. In the zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls at 6. They'll have the right aggregate for you. Take apart the Hoosier hoop situation and lots more tonight. And your phone calls at 6.
New GM for the Colts, Chris Ballard, will
be introduced. What do you know about that guy?
Today, Kansas City Chiefs, formerly. Oh, a lot of good reviews, Joe.
Okay, good.
On our Facebook page at WGCL Radio, put a story up there from today's Indy Star about what you need to know. He's with the Bears for a while, but very good. Highly regarded. And remember, Kansas City was 2-14 in 2012, Joe, and they've been 43-21 over the last 4 years. So
yeah.
You find some talent, you find a guy that can do it. That's what the Colts need. And they were trying everything else, and now they're going to go find a guy. A little bit of a defensive slant to him as well, but he was with the Bears before the Chiefs and helped put them together as well. He was reportedly the number one contender for the Bears' general manager job in 2015, but the Bears went a different direction. There you go. And you know what the Bears' record's been the last couple of years. They did draft Jordan Howard, though. That was an excellent move by the by the Bears.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
But we know that Ryan Grigson's tenure here was rocky, and a guy that's been around and done that, maybe a different angle. That's what we'll look at with Ballard moving forward. Good stuff as always, my man. We'll hear from you later in the week on Thursday, the morning after. Then, obviously, we got plenty to do this week, and we'll get it caught up all week.
Sports Talk, Grace Holdeman, LCA's coming in, and Mike Runyon, sectional wrestling champs from South as well. Start at 6 tomorrow night from Yogi's.
Good stuff, Joe. We appreciate it, and we'll hear you soon. See you, buddy.
Right. Joe Smith. Bye. Have a great week.